Dr. Mahia, the term for the patient Tiffany Lyons, Medical Records 151643, the number is 827-1975, referring physician Dr. George Aju. Procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedures, EGD, and attempted colonoscopy, flexible sigmoidoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure September 21st, 2022, indications, abnormal CT scan showing esophageal thickening, number 2, heartburn, number 3, dysphagia, number 4, screening for colon cancer, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, esophageal ulcer, number 2, esophagitis, LA class C, number 3, moderate high hernia present, number 4, mild gastritis, number 5, internal hemorrhoids, number 6, inadequate preparation, procedure stopped at the sigmoid colon due to inadequate preparation, no gross lesion seen in the rectum and sigmoid colon, pure paragraph. Deform sessions, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, sigmoid colon for the colonoscopy, complications known immediately, medication as per monitoring CCR care. Period. Operative procedures for EGD template. Period. After EGD was done, patient was done. Rectal exam was done, showing a significant abnormalities. Period. Pediatric colonoscope was introduced into the anorectal area, advanced to the sigmoid colon without complications. Period. Procedure stopped at the sigmoid colon due to inadequate preparation and large amount of liquid and solid still present. Period. Paragraph. Findings and oropharynx appear normal. Pure paragraph esophagus. There is moderate size hiatal hernia present. Pure paragraph. There's erythema and erosions in the distal esophagus consistent with a class C esophagitis. Period. There's a clean base esophageal ulcer. Biopsy is taken. Period. Biopsy is taken from mid and proximal esophagus without eosinophilic esophagitis. Pure paragraph. Stomach mouth disease, erythema and anthropomorphic body. Biopsy is taken. Radish pylori. Pure paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Pure paragraph. Colonoscopy findings in rectum, internal hemorrhage. Sigmoid descending colon, no gross lesion seen. Period. Procedure stopped at the sigmoid colon due to inadequate preparation. Rest of the colon on examined. Pure paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports, number 2 on 3 inflammations, number 3 avoid NSAIDs, number 4 monitor clinical, next number will start patient on protonics following against POBID, next number patient will need a repeat EGD in 8 weeks to document esophageal ulcer healing to evaluate for Barrett's esophagus, next number patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in the near future with better preparation, we will attempt a 2 days preparation.